Do achy, stiff joints slow you down? Would you like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage? Would you like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains? Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and if you answered yes, then good news. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA joint formula for just $9. Ultimate HA features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. HA works like a shock absorber, helping you to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, and you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping, 1-800-983-1154. These move fast, so call now, 1-800-983-1154. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with Layla Mutin, who is our nutritionist in residence, and we're answering your questions. Questions come to us via radio program at AOL.com. By the way, another way to get questions to us, if you want to record a question, we'll use it on the radio program. Go to our webpage. This is only if you're using a PC or Mac, because it's not yet enabled for mobile. And because otherwise, we'd say, yeah, go to our webpage. Yeah, I can't find it. No, if only on your PC or Mac will a prompt show up, little rectangular box that says record a question for our weekly radio program. And then you can pose a question, make it brief, and we'll air the question and answer it on the air. But meanwhile, here we are.
We've got a question from Ray. Is there an effective natural way to eradicate a fungus like Tinea cruris, which is jock itch, without taking drugs like fluconazole?
Well, you know, you don't necessarily, unless you have a really serious case of fungal infection, the topical medications usually work, you know, and there are various even over-the-counter medications. It's such a common problem.
Yeah.
But I think one of the reasons it's such a common problem is because people are on very high sugar diets.
Yes.
Or they've taken a lot of antibiotics, which imbalance the superficial. We were talking about yeast infection, right?
The microbiome of
the skin, and, you know, you could get a fungal infection that is sometimes deep-seated. Sometimes you need to take a potent antifungal for a few days.
Yeah,
it's not horrible to do that to, you know, sort of get the ball rolling. But usually, if you don't change your diet, it's going to come back. Low-sugar diet, low-carb diet.
Low-carb diet, absolutely. And something...
Even fruit can sometimes trigger...
Fruit can, especially if you've got fungal infection. But another, just to rule out the obvious here, you need to dry off after bathing.
Yeah, this is a trick question. I always, when people have this kind of thing, I say, how's your hygiene? Do you shower and bathe frequently? Oh, yes, I try to keep clean. I shower and bathe usually twice daily. Bad idea.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's almost like, you know, out, foul spot. They want to eradicate this with cleanliness and antibacterial soaps and you know, it actually imbalances the microbiome. And then, hello, you don't dry off. I mean, who has time?
Who has time? You're drying off too quickly.
Yeah.
You're not drying off completely.
This morning, I took a, I took a shower at like 7:45, and at 8:15, I had to be on my way to the office. So like, and I hadn't had breakfast yet. So
it was right.
In fact, a little too much information, but did I really dry off?
You know, everybody's in a hurry in the morning.
But if you have that problem, it behooves you to use even a hair dryer.
Sure, a hair dryer, absolutely. Right. That's actually a fine idea.
Right.
To do that.
Yeah.
So you need to dry off. Make sure your towels are clean.
Don't use
if they smell like mildew. You should not be using those towels.
Nylon underwear.
Don't use any of that.
You know, your athleisure wear, you have to be careful
with,
you know, if you're a woman, you know, preferentially cotton panties.
Yes.
And,
or make sure you
wear cotton, you know,
right.
I see sometimes these really cheap, like, underwear. It's like, you know, like $4
made of some
for
kind
underwear.
Of, yeah.
But it's made of some kind of synthetic stuff. You sweat
some
like
some kind
crazy
of polyester.
Yeah, it doesn't absorb the sweat.
It doesn't breathe.
It doesn't breathe. You're moist down there.
Yeah.
And there's a reason it causes jock itch because, frankly, it's in the jock area, but also jocks get this because
they sweat
a lot, you know,
they shower a lot. Yeah.
So,
and certainly, you know, to put on a new pair of panties every day, You don't wear them past a day, pretty much, or until the next time you shower, if it's daily. That would be the way
to
go.
You change your underwear every day? I go for like weeks.
You go for like weeks.
No.
Keto crush. No.
Too much information.
Too much information.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is important. It's like, you know, it's like.
The hair dryer trick is really good because there's bodily hair. Yeah, right. There's pubic hair.
It
needs to be dry before you get dressed.
Yeah.
That's
so the other, okay, so natural remedies for this.
Olive leaf.
Yeah. I like manuka because it's both anti-inflammatory and has somewhat of an antifungal effect.
Yeah.
Olive leaf, orally, but you know, I don't know about, maybe there's an olive leaf cream.
Olive leaf soap.
Oregano oil.
Yes.
Also tea tree oil.
Mm-hmm.
Although tea tree oil, it's interesting, those tea tree oil may have slight estrogenic effects.
Yeah.
So some accounts.
Don't use it that regularly.
Yeah. You can use it periodically.
Mm-hmm. That would be it, right? Yeah. Get on a very clean diet. It should be like a Candida diet, a very low carb diet.
And you know what's in the cards is in the future, skin probiotics. This is actually a new area, is that they're going to develop topical probiotics for acne.
Mm.
Drug companies are after this.
Mm-hmm.
They're really trying to make this like a medical application. And maybe, too, for chronic fungal infections, chronic vaginitis.
Eczema, rosacea, maybe.
That
could be
helpful.
There
are applications, because change the flora, change the potential for these little infections to occur.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point at which to pause, because we allow our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with you. So here goes. Listen up. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our questions. What's next, Layla?
Oh, we have actually two emails that are in response to an article you wrote recently in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Why is the incidence of inflammatory bowel disease increasing? Marjorie writes, love what you have taught me. Smoking cessation did not lead to irritable bowel syndrome, but to asthma.
So just parenthetically, I will say, that, you know, I listed a lot of the things that potentially can cause ulcerative colitis, you know, bad diet and the hygiene hypothesis and, you know, lack of breastfeeding and many things. But one of the lesser known facts is that while Crohn's disease, more common in smokers, ulcerative colitis can often occur when you stop smoking.
Yeah.
It's almost like a rebound reaction that nicotine may keep it at bay, so much so that they used to think, it was a guy named Daniel Present back in the 80s and 90s, who was a very eminent gastroenterologist who specialized in inflammatory bowel disease, advanced the theory that, because of this observation, that people should maybe wear nicotine patches or take nicotine gum to suppress ulcerative colitis. It's not that effective. I think once you've stopped smoking, you know, the replacement isn't going to make it better. I did that for a while. I told people with colitis to begin doing that. I don't think that's a great practical import anymore.
Okay. So interestingly, smoking cessation for Marjorie didn't lead to IBS, but asthma.
Oh.
I knew that happened, but never read it.
Easy call.
Yeah. I've been suffering from asthma since I stopped in 1977 after smoking for 30 years. Now at age 83, I still have the asthma and COPD.
Well, you know, here's the thing. As you know, and you know, both of us have personal experience with this, because we did smoke for a while when we were much younger and for a few years.
I quit in 1992.
Okay.
And right then and there, I developed asthma that spring.
Right.
And then it magically disappeared after spring.
Because the little hair cells within your lungs mm-hmm. are damaged and atrophy when you smoke, mm-hmm. and then they regenerate and they start moving all that gunk and the mucus and the, you know, that, yeah. imagine all that stuff that's accumulated in your lungs. And this, they're working hard to do that, and it creates inflammation, yeah. irritation, and coughing sometimes. So mm-hmm. sometimes that daunts smokers. They feel better off smoking. But actually, you know, what's the alternative? You keep smoking, then the next stage is cancer.
That's true.
Or COPD. So she did get COPD.
Yeah, she did. The reason that I had developed this asthma that spring is I already had hay fever, right. but my hay fever took a turn for the worse after quitting smoking. So it like...
Hypersensitized.
It's as if the nicotine was helping to blunt the allergic reaction.
Yeah. Okay. That makes
sense. So that was the explanation I was given. By an allergist, because I said, why can't I? How come the asthma goes away when I'm running? Adrenaline.
Maybe.
So that was interesting. Maybe. It's like, somebody with asthma can run? No. I was running and it would go away. So it was interesting. Anyway. So that, and we have another question, Dr. Hoffman, about the, but you wanted to talk about your experience with
reaction. But incidentally, yeah, I mean, I got a little worse at first, and you know, you're just basically cleaning
out. You're cleaning out. You're detoxifying.
Interesting article that I talked about on my radio show last week is, you know, there is a predilection for menthol cigarettes among African Americans, and in fact, they take advantage of it. They market to African Americans in black magazines and in. Advertisements they feature blacks smoking Newports and Cools. And so I always thought that's a kind of a cultural thing, because when I was a smoker, I said, let me try these. And I said, yeah, that's interesting, but it's, you know, it's not any better. I'll just smoke my regular cigarettes.
Anyway. I smoked Newports for a while.
Yeah. Well, and
they said, you know, if you have a cold and you're smoking, smoke a mentholated, you know, the eucalyptus.
Right, it's healthy.
And that's what I did. If I had
it's like Vicks vapor rub in your lungs.
Yeah. Newports.
So anyway, so what they discovered is there actually is a gene that is predominant among African Americans that may account for their taste predilection for menthol cigarettes.
Fascinating.
So this is actually very dangerous, because menthol cigarettes actually make you, even if you're feeling like, oh man, my lungs are like really hammered, it kind of has a soothing effect. So it actually can mask the adverse effects of smoking. So it's very insidious. Mm. In fact, Scott Gottlieb, who was head of the FDA, had a campaign where he wanted to abolish menthol cigarettes.
Wow.
Well, interestingly, he just quit. So I wonder if he quit under pressure from the industry, like, hey, you know something? We're done with you, because you're going to cut into our profits big time. But there actually is a very fascinating study, a genetic predisposition to menthol flavoring in cigarettes among African Americans.
Wow.
And, you know, I think it would actually be a very good public health policy to take the menthol out of that, and also take the flavorings out of these Juul-like products.
Oh, yes.
Which
these
are very appealing
products,
to kids.
Right?
Yeah. Because they're almost like candy-flavored nicotine. You know,
it's gateway to nicotine. Yeah.
So, that's a little segue on cigarette smoke. So,
yeah. We have another email, actually, from Joan about the same topic, smoking cessation and ulcerative colitis. Dear Dr. Hoffman, I enjoy your articles every week. I wanted to comment on something in your blog about noticing ulcerative colitis after smoking cessation. I'm a 30-plus year practicing dental hygienist, and I notice an increase in bleeding gums after smoking cessation.
Yeah.
However, there is an increase in bone loss noticed before smoking cessation.
Right.
The reason the patient does not bleed in the presence of disease while smoking is that the nicotine shrinks the blood vessels.
And that's
like vasoconstrict,
that's
right?
That's a really good point.
So the disease is masked.
It also may be that the, again, there may be an effect of smoke, and not apart from nicotine, that basically sort of tans your tissue and makes it more sort of scarred and... tamped down.
Yeah.
And when you stop smoking, that's released, and there is definitely a gum-destroying effect of cigarettes, because it's a toxin, and that the gums begin to regenerate, so that there's increased blood flow and repair, and bleeding may occur.
Right.
But you're definitely, there's a tremendous association between periodontal disease and smoking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And part of a treatment for that could be ubiquinol, or you know, lots and lots of CoQ10 can help with bleeding
gums.
Yeah,
protects the gums. Vitamin
some
C.
Vitamin C.
Bioflavonoids.
Yeah. So Joan goes on to say, after reading your blog, I can only assume something similar is occurring in the intestinal tract, right?
Okay. Thank you.
The oral cavity is an extension of the intestinal tract. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear more about coated tongues. What do they mean and how to treat?
Well, there's in traditional Chinese medicine, there are whole atlases of coated tongues.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty strange
like
looking tongues,
and,
you know,
yeah.
like green tongues and, you know, very red tongues and black tongues. Mm. It's like the black tongue of death. It's like, no, I didn't just have licorice. You actually have something really serious wrong with you.
Yeah.
And the tongue is actually a projection of your intestines. Mm-hmm. And so it can reveal something about your internal life. And so people just think, yeah. White tongue is always candida yeast. It's not always that. It could be signs of something benign, or it could be a sign of a dysbiosis mm-hmm. or, mm-hmm. you know, some poor digestion.
That yellow-coated tongue could be because your liver is sluggish, or you just had a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something
yeah,
with milk in it. Or
so I think it's taken to a fine art
in
traditional
medicine.
Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
In Western medicine, a little less attention to these tongue mm-hmm. things.
I think it was Dr. Josh Axe at the healthcare symposium that we just attended who talked about these traditional modalities and just on the slides, the pictures of the different tongues, mm-hmm. like the scalloping around the edges may mean allergy or inflammation you know, not just that your mouth is too small for your tongue or something like that, but it's interesting. It's very interesting.
The problem is that tongue description mm-hmm. does not translate well to an audio format.
Yeah, right.
You know, so
right.
I.
Uh-huh. Okay. Joan, thank you very much for that comment. That's very interesting about the bleeding gums, periodontal disease, all of that. Thank you for that pearl. We have an email from Sue, who has two questions related to Sjogren's. Why are physicians so uninformed about Sjogren's? There are millions of people who suffer from this disease, and unless you go to the clinic,
I'll tell you what.
Yep.
It's really hard to spell. It's spelled S-J.
Yes.
O with like two dots above it.
Right.
G-R-E-N.
Right.
So it's like, where do you find that?
Yeah,
it's
Sjogren's. Like, right. So there are millions of people who suffer from this disease, and unless you go to the clinics at Johns Hopkins or University of Pennsylvania,
it's a niche disease.
It's a niche disease.
Right.
Yeah, there are a few doctors, rheumatologists, or otherwise who are knowledgeable and even address it as a serious problem. It's not just dry eyes and mouth; it's systemic. Number two.
Well, we have a patient, a male patient, with devastating Sjogren's.
Yeah.
I mean, we tend to think of Sjogren's as it's a dry mouth syndrome. Mm. You know, okay, you have dry mouth, we test you for Sjogren's. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you have some mild symptoms of dry mouth, maybe mm-hmm. you have Raynaud's, you know, things like that.
Right.
It's an autoimmune thing. It can be life-threatening.
Yeah.
Devastating.
It can be.
I mean,
it
hit the sky like a tsunami.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sue asks, does it seem reasonable that hyaluronic acid, which claims to hydrate skin, joints, and eyes, might be helpful
yes,
for Sjogren's?
That's plausible. It shouldn't be harmful.
It holds moisture.
Yeah, it shouldn't be harmful.
You want things that hold moisture, like that mouthwash biotin.
Well, even some hyaluronic acid in a mouthwash would be helpful, you know.
That would be very helpful.
Because it's soothing. I mean, mm-hmm. we use hyaluronic acid also in vaginal treatments for women with vaginal atrophy and pain on intercourse mm-hmm. when they don't want to use hormones. I mean, hormones are obviously first choice because they really replenish the tissue and make mm-hmm. it regenerate. But hyaluronic acid can be really good.
Yeah.
For that. It, you know, if you say you've just had cancer and you don't want estrogen in your body.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That would be a good choice, a good alternative.
But also for the face. A lot of mm-hmm. HA facial creams.
Yes. They plump up your skin by allowing it to hold moisture.
No,
I haven't. I'm not there yet, or I haven't looked.
You're just not vain.
I'm just not vain. Yeah. So, Sue, these are very thoughtful questions. Yeah, thank you. I'll say, you know, in working with you, Dr. Hoffman, since 2005, I can count on one hand the amount of Sjogren's patients I remember.
Okay, right.
That I remember coming through here. We've seen a lot more inflammatory bowel disease. We've seen a lot more other
stuff. I would say, and I would like to treat them because I really think it's a plausible path for those patients to take.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen other, you know, many other ruminological disorders, you know, scleroderma. And mm-hmm. Actually, our patient has scleroderma, correction.
Yes, scleroderma.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a related condition, but, you know,
yeah.
Different.
Yeah. Okay. Sue, we hope you feel better soon. Okay. We have an email with no name. Hi. I live in Delaware, and about 7 months ago, started reacting to fragrance. Now my sense of smell has increased, as well as getting more and more symptoms every day. I believe it's called multiple chemical sensitivity. Fragrance.
It's the DuPont state.
Oh, the DuPont. That's right. The devil we know.
It's probably one of the most
chemically
laden states.
Yeah.
Also, it's a very moldy state. Delaware is extraordinarily moldy.
It's very moldy, huh?
Yeah.
I believe it's called multiple chemical sensitivity, fragrance, smoke, paint mm-hmm. reactions. No doctors know how to help me. Do you know how to treat this?
Well, first of all, there is a whole specialty within integrative medicine called environmental medicine.
Yes.
And if you go to AAEM, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, mm-hmm. you can find a listing of doctors who are well-versed in this.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is, it's a controversial entity. Most conventional doctors will say, yeah, you know, it's your imagination. What are you, depressed? You know, it's a delusional thing, but it's a very real thing.
And it is a real thing. It
basically, what happens is people will get overloaded with, you know,
toxins,
challenges
or
toxins, and their body starts to become allergic to the world.
Exactly. It's almost like a threshold thing.
Yeah.
You've had enough, and now this is the straw that breaks the camel's
exactly.
back.
Exactly. And it could be an exposure.
It could be an exposure.
Yeah.
But I think there are some prerequisites here. Like a leaky gut.
A leaky gut and or maybe genetics.
Yes.
Being female to some extent.
Right.
Maybe even psychologically, a history of abuse.
Oh,
because
yeah.
it may...
That presents as a lot of things.
It may make your autonomic nervous system much more...
Jumpy.
Hyperreactive and your bodily defenses are on alert more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something...
I remember seeing some extreme candida cases mm-hmm. where they've had this kind of multiple chemical sensitivity. It's
right.
like they were really bogged down
yeah.
and it kind of went with the brain fog and everything. And
so it's beyond the scope of this, you know, in the remaining couple of minutes we have to talk about this field. It's a big field. I recently talked to a Dr. Nathan mm-hmm. About this, and Neil Nathan, mm-hmm. and he did a really nice job talking about it in his book. It's complicated. But what it boils down to is eliminate the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And optimize the good stuff.
Yeah.
So you try to minimize exposure, try to get away from the causes, mm-hmm. and, you know, clean up your environment. Also clean up your gut, which is a constant source of internal exposure.
Check your liver
detoxify
function.
Detoxify your body. You know,
check your liver function. Maybe it's sluggish. Maybe it's...
Take things that help to promote detoxification,
yeah.
like sulforaphane is a good
mm-hmm.
thing,
mm-hmm.
and milk thistle, and, you know,
yes.
there's a variety
there's a whole host of
detoxify.
Things, burdock and dandelion.
And Zelly, I have mm-hmm. a detox protocol.
That's right.
It's drhoffmanstore.com, which is mm-hmm. the full script portal. And if you want to undertake a detox program, again, this is not for complicated cases, but for your
yes.
own personal detox purposes.
Yeah.
If you want to do a spring detox, a good time of year to do that, go to drhoffmanstore.com and look at my detox mm-hmm. protocol. It's an excellent protocol for sort of rebooting your system and getting rid of excess
yeah.
junk. By the way, conventional medicine poo-poos this. They say there's no such thing as toxicity. You know, that's just an old,
yeah.
You know, it's like an ancient outmoded concept.
But never in the history of the world are we surrounded by more toxins in the
right.
environment than we are now. So how do we say, yeah, there is a such thing as toxicity. I would recommend this person seek out an environmental medicine physician.
Right. Yeah, because it's really serious.
For a full workup.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that would be that. Okay. We hope you feel better soon.
I mean, there are places that specialize in this. There's the Environmental Health Center in Dallas.
Yeah.
Used to be under the direction of Bill Ray. He passed away recently, but they are carrying on his work, his pioneering work, and detoxing people and, you know, getting them mm-hmm. back to some degree of normalcy. I mean, the key is to not sequester yourself so that, yeah, I'm okay if I live in a ceramic trailer in the middle of the desert, you know, with perfect... you know, air and water and organic food. The purpose is to get back into the world.
Yes.
What I sometimes, one of the reasons I don't see that many people here in New York is because merely to come to New York
yeah.
is a toxic experience.
Yes.
So yes. If you're really that sick, yeah. You may have trouble getting, you know, through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Exactly.
And to come to my office, right. You know, and sit in the traffic and come in for treatment. So if I was practicing in I don't know, Tucson or something like that, mm-hmm. I might have a environmental health center.
Yeah.
But I can advise people, but I can't really change their whole living circumstances.
Right. So this person needs a workup. This question, actually, there is a name on this email. It's Deanna. Deanna, thank you for this question. We hope you feel better soon. Seek out an environmental specific physician.
AAEM.org.
AAEM.org. Yeah. Thank you.
Or the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. Google that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lila, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
I know. And no more keto crutch? I had to say it again.
No,
I'm sorry.
I wanted to revisit that subject, but we don't have time. But, you know, I think we offered an interesting perspective on that.
Yeah.
Clickbaity.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenon. Which may help people understand why it's being pushed.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today with Layla Mutin. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
we'll
you,
be
everybody.
Back next week. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols, and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.